Arab Republic. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. We welcome the convening of this ECOSOC segment in Geneva and its debates on the coordination of humanitarian needs in the world, which have registered some unprecedented levels. While we emphasize the mandate and the coordinating role of ECOSOC, we share the SG's call for respecting and complying with the principles of humanity, integrity, neutrality, and independence of all humanitarian action. We also wish to stress the necessity of respecting international law, the UN Charter, at the forefront of which is the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country concerned, with the humanitarian response and the non-interference in its internal affairs and its full consent, with its full consent on the rescue action and in coordination with its authorities with the objective of supporting its efforts. We warn against calls to cooperate and to negotiate with armed groups under humanitarian pretexts and to work with local organs at the expense of cooperating and coordinating with national authorities. All action by UN humanitarian agencies in emergency situations must observe the guidelines established by Resolution 18246 that laid from the foundation of the UN humanitarian work, and we stress the humanitarian response should be based on the humanitarian needs of those affected by crises without any discrimination and far from any political conditions and or considerations. The best solutions for humanitarian crises must first deal with the root causes and to stay away from selectivity and double standards. Therefore, we stress the importance of adopting a comprehensive approach while analyzing the main causes for humanitarian needs, including the role of foreign occupation and terrorism in creating humanitarian crises, the role of unilateral repressive measures in the aggravation of humanitarian situations and in provoking displacement and migration. We have to help those refugees to return to their countries. We have to stay away from any double standards. And at the time when we stress the importance of bridging the financing gap, we condemn and we don't appreciate the show of conferences for pledges and that deal with the return of displaced persons into their countries. In conclusion, I will replace the final paragraph of my statement, and I will not, in order to comment on the statement by the representative of Turkey. As a matter of fact, when we speak of humanitarian issues in order to cover up for illegitimate occupation of some countries, we have listened to the open door policy and how the Turkey has used this door in order to manipulate some humanitarian considerations. This will not cover up the ugly face of the Turkish regime. I thank you, sir.